Today FM's Fergal Darcy.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, joining me on the line, the brilliant Alfie Hudson-Taylor from Hudson-Taylor. Alfie, how are you, sir?
Hello, everybody, and hello, Ferg. I'm very good, thanks, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you on. Today is the release day of Favourite Song, another whopper from Loving Everywhere I Go. This is a beautiful song. There's lovely vibes in this song. It's upbeat. It starts off. It's almost like a country song.
Yeah, it's got that buzz about it, and we recorded it in Nashville.
Wow.
But it's kind of got that kind of surf rock sort of thing as well, we were trying to go for as well. But yeah, it's got a bunch of influences in there. It's personally, it's my favourite song off the album. I know, ironically, it's called Favourite Song, but it is my favourite one because it just makes me move, and I don't think we have any other songs like it. And sure, it's a positive song as well, and I think we all need a bit of that at the moment.
There's a lovely line in there: I'm a busker on the street, you're a finished masterpiece. And the minute I heard that, I was like, this is just the boys telling their story. And I like that about the song. It's personal.
Ah, thank you. Well, sure. We tried to get, like, I don't know, the chorus. The chorus came to me, and then then after that, I kind of unlocked loads of different, you know, just try to take inspiration from all of my favourite songs out there, and not copy them, but, you know, tip me cap to them. And so you might hear it in there, and you might not. I like it. It's my favourite one on the album.
Well, no more than ever, we do all need our favourite songs, and this one definitely is an absolute banger. Like what went before it on this album. Run With Me, Feel It Again, What Do You Mean, Just Like That, Old Soul. This album has been phenomenal. And by right, you guys should have been playing in the Olympia in April, and then that's been rescheduled till October. And the album's called Loving Everywhere I Go, which is the one thing that we can't do.
I know, Loving Everywhere I Went, it should be renamed. we're doing everything. We're trying to swap on that. Get moving online. Like, I suppose, like everyone else, we've been doing a lot of live streams, and you know, every Wednesday we're doing something up on our YouTube channel, and then we're doing Instagram lives every week as well. So we're still keeping busy. So we call it now Loving Everywhere at Home. And that's kind of, yeah, it's been a big readjustment. But, you know, we're starting to get into a bit of a stride now from even from working from different places, different countries Harry and I are in at the moment.
And you are, you've met at work. So, like, I'm loving that. I'm admiring it. I saw you Bank Holiday weekend on the Hot Press live feed, and I absolutely loved what you did. So it's fabulous to see you kind of been out there and putting yourselves out there still, because that's really important. Now, this album, the last time I spoke to you, Alfie, I was chatting to you and Harry, and we were pushing people, saying, you know, check out the album. The album went straight
to get the number one.
But you got there. You did that all yourself.
Exactly. That was the last time we were talking here.
That had to be a big moment for you guys, though, having a number one album. Like, and it deserves it. Like, Loving Everywhere I Go, if you don't have it, get your hands on it. It's a fabulous album.
It's crazy. And now I've had like 3 months to process all of that and think about it just after that happened. This happened, you know, the whole virus and the lockdown and everything. So I've had just 3 months to process it and just itching to get it on the road now. But also just, I feel really, really grateful to be able to have done that. You know, we travelled all over the country. We shook the hands of maybe 1,000 people. And it just seems so far removed now, you know. But I feel really, really grateful.
I do admire the fact that you guys did that. Because I remember at the time, like, you were working off your feet, and it was like literally like you guys must have been wrecked.
We had a gig every day for about, I think it was 21 days.
Yeah, I don't think bands do enough of that though. I think when you did it, I was like going, wow, I really admire this, because that's the way you promote yourself. Everyone has to start there and kind of come up. Not that you weren't established anyway, but it was just that, like, it just shows that you're well-rooted. You have humble roots, and I think that's something I've always admired about Hudson-Taylor.
But it was so cool to get to meet everybody in that respect as well, and like, these are people buying albums. Like, that's something that's so rare these days, you know.
Yeah.
So it was nice to get to, you know, to show our appreciation on that side of things as well. And really fun just to flesh out the songs. Harry and I, you know, we kind of considered that as a very good rehearsal for Harry and I to learn the new songs, and play it to an audience, kind of rehearse in front of an audience and then go off and play it on the tour. Obviously, the tour didn't end up happening. But, you know, we still had a lot of fun learning to play those tunes. And that's what we're doing now in all our live streams. And yeah, like Favourite Song, for example, we got to play that one. This is we only played live then. So it's just, It was such a good experience.
I'm actually looking forward to you guys in Whelan's this year, and hopefully that'll still go ahead, to seeing you guys with the full band perform these songs. It's glorious when you see an album, particularly an Irish album, doing as well as this. Love Everywhere I Go is a sophomore album. Check it out. Go out and buy it. Get yourself a copy because you will not be disappointed. Harry and Alfie have done it. And their brand new single, Favourite Song, it's out today. Check it out online as well. And I'm going to play it right now. Alfie, thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for the chat. It's so nice to hear your voice. Wow. I missed you.
I miss you too, man. We'll see you when you get back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2
on Today FM.